Sullivan, they'd come in and propose tariffs.
That's what I thought.
I know you did, sir, but the only reason I'm calling you is that I don't suppose you do want to do anything, but Sullivan says that he's still got 4 or 5 hours of working day there. He wanted to get back quickly. I can't think of the reason to get back that quickly, but I just sorry to disturb you, but I thought I'd tell you now, sir. And they proposed Paris as a place for the first days of talks. They've got to be careful in our reply because the purpose of the talks is to stop bombing and all other acts of war and then to consider matters, other matters of mutual interest so that you're we've already got the agenda and the order of business written into this cable. But in any case, sir, I did want you to know it was there.
Well, how do you think of it?
I still haven't figured out a way to get out of it, that's all.
Clock is ticking again.
example, the government of Vietnam is doing its job of getting stronger. Up by patting April on the knee after Wheeler described some of the operation. Don't worry, April, we've already got some good shit going here. But Wheeler's love to do some literal truth in that. One advantage we have is the Korean situation. Our men keep ground along to other people. May not stall.
Buzz, is man doing any good?
They had a remarkable day yesterday. They killed about 800 of these today, and around the way, they surround the unit without had a unit detection at all.
Why is Paris more advantageous to us than Warsaw?
The only answer is one answer.
Non-comment.
And our people, our lives, feel more comfortable there. They feel humiliated in Warsaw. They don't feel humiliated in Paris, despite the pressure there.
More effective on world opinion there than polar opinion. You better tell Rusk in the morning at 8 o'clock I want to get the advantages and disadvantages of Paris, and I want to see how he compares them to the advantages and disadvantages of Warsaw. I tell it nobody better him that we've got any such telegram or that we're going to accept it like they did Warsaw. I believe Nick does a lot of loose talking, Walt. I believe he did yesterday at the committee. I believe he does all the time. He was at this meeting where this stuff was said, and I asked our boys today which one they thought would say it. They'd say number five, and everybody was agreed number five was Nick. So at least other people think so, too. I believe that he talked to somebody, but I don't believe Russ did. I don't believe Wheeler did. I don't believe Clark did. Etsy wasn't there. The two new ones were vice president and Nick. At that meeting. So we sure got to be off the careful.
You better put that clamp on very early morning. I'll get Secretary Buff for the rest of the
outside. Yeah, I've got a press conference now. You reckon they'll leak it?
I wish I could say no, sir, but I don't think so. I think that there's some fellows over there. They said, any chance you will move on this might very well be you in on something that needs to stay, but I do think this spot.
Well, don't you think we've got to go?
Go with this? With
yeah.
Paris?
Yeah.
Yes. I can't think of any way around, but I do want at least give some time for us to think about it and get the reply.
I think we've got to. I've always thought we had to go to Paris. I just thought it was criminal. And our own people that advocated.
Really start thinking through how we protect ourselves. You know, if we put our minds, we're still the United States of America, we can do it, sir. But I do think that we ought to have pros and cons, think of any livable way not to go, and to work on it very carefully on the text of the reply, because that's like everything they do, it's got a movie trap built into it. And you shouldn't be rushed, and you shouldn't be rushed by leaks. It makes you quite a conflict.
What do they say in their message?
They say they propose Paris as I get the site for talks. Establish the to bring about the cessation of U.S. bombs in North Vietnam and other actions for, and then for discussions of mutual interest. I think it's very close to that. And, I think we'll want to come back in a way that makes it clear that we'll have something to say about
it. You think we'll want to come back what now?
We'll want to come back with a reply, which doesn't mean the subject matter of those talks in that form. And I'd be glad to discuss what interests them is the first item, and what interests us, of course. We think the best way to do it is to quote from your speech on the 31st, something about reciprocity. Not hooked in an official reply with bare definition of the purpose and so on.
Well, I got a press conference at 10 o'clock, Paul.
That's early. It's very likely. I don't know. It'll be very interesting for the president if they don't put it on the path. It'll mean that they learn something about forethought. They don't think it's serious. I'm just wondering whether you'll be forced by them to respond by 10 o'clock.
Is the situation that I've got to wire?
Yes, sir. Should I have to send it up to you?
No, just get on at 8 o'clock and I'll talk to you at 9 o'clock.